Leader!
Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Select committees continued departmental financial reviews this week, and appearing before the Commerce Committee for its review of the Earthquake Commission was EQC Chairman Michael Wintringham. He said the significance of the Canterbury earthquake may have been underestimated.
Although nobody died and serious injuries were few, it seems to have taken away from some of the publicity that this is, by world standards, a very large event. And in fact, it's got to be up there in the top five of worldwide claims and costs.
Mr. Wintringham provided figures of overall claims.
We have over 190,000 claims. By way of context, if you take probably the biggest natural disaster in recent memory, Hurricane Katrina, $100 billion New Zealand dollars of damage, around 600,000 claims. Well, we've got nearly a third of that.
Mr. Wintringham said the quake had affected some people more than others.
If you go down to Christchurch on a sunny day, looks pretty good, and there's people getting on with their lives, but there are pockets of deeply distressed people whose lives have been put on hold for the best part of 2 years. And it's the nature of the environment and the world today that people's expectations are very high, and those people want to be like the rest of the people whose lives are largely untouched.
The EQC chairman outlined the extent of building damage in the area.
There are more than 80% of the households in Christchurch have made claims. Now, admittedly, large numbers of those are for minor damage or for contents. So it's something which has impacted the people of that area very profoundly, and some people particularly hard.
Mr. Wintringham acknowledged the quake had raised questions about the role of EQC.
There is a fundamental question running through this as to whether an organisation which is based on an insurance model and is geared to making cash settlements is the right model for this country. That's not something that we are addressing per se. That's a public policy issue for the government of the day, but I think it is a fundamental question which will need to be asked after this event. And in particular, we now have no public works department, so we have no pool of engineers and project managers and architects, let alone a field force, which also explains why we have been asked to and are doing things which go beyond our day-to-day mandate.
Mr. Wintringham then gave a breakdown of the overall funding pool available for paying claimants.
The fund is around $6 billion. Of that $6 billion, something about between 1.8 and 1.9 is in readily accessible cash or international equities. About $4 billion is in government stock. Our reinsurance arrangements provide for $2.5 billion of cover in excess of $1.5 billion. So we spend the first $1.5 billion on claims and on claims administration costs, and then that triggers the reinsurance. So we have sufficient funds, either in liquid form or readily realisable overseas equities, to meet our initial cut of the $1.5 billion. Then we are into the reinsurance for any amounts over that.
EQC Chairman Michael Wintringham. The Canterbury earthquake was also a topic of discussion elsewhere when Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard delivered the bank's monetary policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. Mr. Bollard said the quake could lead to a rise in GDP.
We do note in this monetary policy statement the Canterbury earthquake we've estimated the damage at higher than our original estimates. We think something like $5 billion. We think the rebuilding takes place over a longer, slower horizon. It's significant enough to have quite an effect on overall figures. We think it's, broadly speaking, adding 1% to growth next year and another 1% the year after.
1% of GDP is roughly $1.3 billion. Mr. Bollard also said the Reserve Bank would monitor the economic effects of a potential drought in the North Island.
We want to watch that and see if there's rain over this month or not. If there isn't significant stuff through next year, it'll be a much lower season. So far, the pastoral industry's had a pretty good season, but that's falling away quite significantly at the minute.
And Mr. Bollard had a theory on why droughts were more common than in the past.
New Zealand agriculture is rather more sensitive to drought than it used to be as a result of higher stocking, more cows than sheep, more dairy production than non-dairy, and those sort of things. And you can see that in the reports of drought. We never used to hear about drought as much as we do these days.
Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard delivering the bank's monetary policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.